email just in at 4:04 p.m. Hi, Ben. What happened to the minister in charge of the census? Wasn't he coming on after the report into what happened was done? Cheers, Gaz. Gaz, you read my mind. You read my mind. Because I've been wondering too. And I've got some news on this afternoon, funnily enough, because we've been digging away on the census for some time. And we finally had a bit of a breakthrough on it this afternoon, so let me share this with you. It was more than 2 months ago when millions of Australians tried to log on census night to complete their form, only to find the website had been shut down. It stayed offline for nearly 48 hours. Well, today I found out that the Prime Minister has already been handed the findings of what went wrong. We were told at the time that there'd been multiple denial of service attacks, but they are yet to back that up. Many suspected that the system just couldn't handle the number of people trying to log on at the same time. We've been making inquiries on this matter for some time, and now we can confirm that a review into the census bungle has in fact been handed over to the office of the PM. Alistair McGibbon, the government's cyber security advisor, told us today that the report is pretty much wrapped up. He says it's now in the hands of Malcolm Turnbull. So, what did they find out? And when is the Prime Minister going to share with us the findings of what went wrong on census night? Well, we don't know, because they haven't told us. We've spoken to the PM's office today. They have confirmed that they do have a preliminary draft of the report. They say the report will be looked at by Malcolm Turnbull, and he will then provide some comments. The final report will then go through Cabinet. After that, the report will probably be made public. Probably? That's right, probably. The report will probably be made public, according to the PM's office. They're not sure yet if they're going to share with us what went wrong on census night. Well, surely they have to. The government asked the public to put their faith in the system. They asked us to hand over our private details, and then we discovered the website we put these details on was attacked. Surely they've got to show some respect to the public in recognising our right to know what went wrong. There's been a degree of secrecy over this since the beginning. I spoke to the Minister Michael McCormack 9 days after the crisis, and this is the conversation that Gaz refers to in his email that he just sent to me. And when we spoke to Michael McCormack, I thought he'd have some kind of answer 9 days on, some kind of idea what went wrong, but he had no idea. He knew nothing more that day than he did the day or the night the website was taken down. So, fast forward, it's now been more than 2 months, 64 days, in fact, since the review into the debacle started, and we still know nothing more. We know a couple of people have been sacked at IBM over the bungle. Malcolm Turnbull warned us that heads would roll, and at IBM at least a couple have. But what about that census crash? What caused it? Was it really a denial of service attack from overseas, as the Prime Minister and the Minister told us the day after the chaos? Or was it because the system could not cope with the traffic? Which one was it? It's been more than 2 months, and the Australian public deserves answers. The PM is in possession of some of those answers, but he is yet to share them with us. What are we waiting for, PM?